Starter number 5, Marissa Olson. Starting at number 10, Alyssa Olson. Wearing number 14, Karis Allsworth. And number 33, Allie Smith. The Lynx are coached by Abigail Wells. Now put your hands together for the Lady Eagles of Sandpoint. Woo-hoo. Starting number 4, Madison Thompson. A starter number 11, Desiree Mobeck. A starter number 12, Alyssa Ludwig. Wearing number 34, a starter, Dontessa. And starting number 44, Chloe Gardner. Wearing number 3, Justina Parami. Number 5, Nicole Gunderson. Number 15, Mariana Larson. Number 23, Brianna Mobeck. Number 24, Johnny Pilcher. And number 45, Peyton Stroud. The Eagles are coached by Emil Mobeck. We'd like to ask everyone to please stand and face the flag and please remove your hat for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now for the Sportsmanship Creed, ASAA and its corporate sponsors appreciate your attendance at this game. This contest is being played under the authority of the Alaska School Activity Association. The ASAA provides rules provide for fair play and sportsmanship among everyone involved. All participants and coaches are expected to exhibit the highest level of respect for their opponents and the officials. We also expect fans will eagerly support their favorite team by applauding fair play while refraining from negative words and behaviors. So be loud, be proud, but be positive. And let's get this game started. And we're live. Edmund, how are you doing today, my friend?
Doing good.
This is a matchup between the Lynx of Port Allsworth and the Lady Eagles of Sandpoint. It's going to be a good matchup here. Port Allsworth has 5 players to pull from tonight, so not a lot of leeway for substitutions or fouling out or really anything that would require another player. So it's not easy. It's going to be tiring. It's going to be tiring for them. There's no doubt about it. So I hope they ate their Wheaties this morning. Sandpoint Eagles looking good. We got a fresh starter here, Chloe Gardner, making her first appearance in the starting five. It's going to be exciting to see what these girls have to offer. Mm-hmm. Tip-off, won by Desiree Mobeck.
There goes Vintesa.
What great passing. Oh, wow. Good cross passing over to the other side of the post to Alyssa Ludwig. And here we see a full court man-to-man being brought in by the Eagles. Number 14, Karis with the ball. Karis Allsworth will have some hard time getting through, but she finds a pass. Number 33, Allie Smith.
Sandpoint Eagles set up in a 3-2 zone.
Yeah, good and a unique zone. You don't see that very often.
Ooh, jump balls.
Jump balls. Karis Allsworth goes into the lane. She's met by Madison Thompson, who reaches right in there and just grabs a hold and doesn't let go. Possession for Paul Allsworth. So it'll be a throw-in underneath their own basket now. Quick timeout is number 10. Alyssa Olsen's going to do some adjustments to her hair, I believe. She calls the play into motion. Good pass in there to Marissa Olsen. Marissa with the ball, looking for some help. She goes cross-court. Oh, but Karis isn't there in time.
This wasn't the place she wanted it to go.
Yeah, Karis began cutting in towards the basket a little bit and just missed her pass, but it was a good look. Here's Alyssa Ludwig with the ball. Takes it to the baseline where Dontessa passes it.
A little bit high of her intentional. Travel number 5. Marissa Olsen.
Yep, traveling on Port Allsworth will turn the ball back into the hands of the Eagles, and that'll be a throw-in underneath their own basket. It's a good pass by Dontessa. It's a little high for Desiree. Here comes the play. Chloe breaks in, gets the ball.
Passing around. Ooh, there goes Madison. Desiree.
Desiree on the bottom side of the post. Oh, and her shot goes off the backboard, and that will be...
Ooh, over the back on number...
That's going to be a foul against Sandpoint there with that over back.
Oh, number 1-1, Desiree.
And there's a trap being set for the full court presser, but Marissa.
Travel, Marissa Olsen.
Yeah, Marissa had a high ball to kind of get in control there. Good effort by the Lynx trying to break through, but that full court pressure is going to be a hard one for them. Here's a throw into Alyssa Ludvig. She takes the ball, being tightly guarded by number four, Kaylee Harriott. Ball now in the hands of Dantessa. She bounces into Madsen, who drives into the paint, pulls up for a shot, off the glass, count it. Good for two.
Lynx were set up on the other side on defense. Madsen had a wide open lane, go for the ball. Sam Point is doing full court pressure. Ooh, pass is intercepted by Madison.
Good turnover there. Oh, but her pass gets thrown away just a little bit too high off the fingers of Dantessa, out of bounds on the baseline.
Yeah, there are some passes that are just not getting to their players.
Yep. This full court press, though, is doing a good job. The score right now, with 6:46 left in the first quarter, is 4 for the Eagles and 0 for the Lynx. But I think we're going to have a good game here. We'll see how the Lynx are able to maintain. They're going to have to move fast to get past the half-court pressure, and that's going to burn off a lot of energy.
Yeah, Lynx are definitely going to have to push hard to get to the basket, but I think they're a pretty fit team and ready to work for it.
Yep, and no matter how you slice this, this is going to be a rematch of tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a rematch of this game for the third and fourth place position at the end of the tournament. Bounce in to Karis Allsworth. She's got two players trapping in on her. But she's able to get a high pass over to Kaylee. She's able to move up the sideline, almost loses the ball. Big pass over to Marissa Olsen now, and she takes it to the right-hand side of the perimeter. She passed up to Karis, almost intercepted by Chloe, but she puts a high banking shot off the glass. It almost
went
down. That
was close. That one. Oh, Desiree was not anticipating the pass and off the back of her head.
Yep, and that, as it goes off the back of her head, it's picked up by Port Allsworth, and it goes out of bounds off the sideline, last touch by the Eagles. So Karis Allsworth will get the throw in. She has Dantessa right in front of her. Looks like the Eagles are still in their 3-2 zone, playing up high on the perimeter.
Yep, Sam Point Eagles.
Did they call them the King Cove Eagles or something?
No.
No? Okay.
They're just both Eagles.
So throw goes out of bounds on the baseline out from the Lynx, so King Cove, or Sam Point will have possession. You got me thinking about King Cove now. Alyssa Ludwig with the ball. She gets Dantessa on the baseline.
Madison again with the flight. Ooh.
She wide open there at the free throw line, drives into the lane right in the center of the paint, but her shot's lower than she intended to be. I don't know if it got deflected.
No, it was higher. It went right above her.
Oh, travel. Good defense by Alyssa Ludwig. Yeah. Forced a travel on Karis Allsworth.
She was trying to get around and pass it to the next player, but just couldn't around Alyssa's defense.
Yep, Alyssa definitely a force to be reckoned with on the floor. Pass goes to Desiree. She drives the baseline, puts up a shot.
Ooh, just shy.
Just over to the left by a hair. Goes in the hands of Karis Allsworth, and it almost tipped out by Alyssa Ludwig, but she's able to maintain control and finds Marissa. Marissa for Port Allsworth will pull up her dribble and look for a little bit of help, but she can't find a lot. I think this is going to be a contact foul. 5 seconds.
Yep. Ooh, 5 seconds. That is an interesting call.
Yeah, 5-second violation as Port Allsworth was not able to get past defensively. So Eagles playing some really good defense. Offensively, a little bit slow so far. Only 4 points for the Eagles so far. Lots of opportunity. A shot for about 15 feet out by Dantessa doesn't quite make it. Who gets that rebound?
Alyssa got the rebound off. Dantessa was playing hard defense and just lost the ball. Lynx did.
Yeah, Porter Allsworth gets the rebound off of a missed shot by Madison. Here's Marissa moving in.
Travel.
Yeah. She runs into Alyssa Ludwig and did a little hop, skip, and a jump for travel.
She kind of took a step, jumped, and then took another step, leading into the travel.
But she bumped into I don't think she was winning. Oh, there's a good effort by Kaylee. Almost steals the ball from Alyssa Ludwig, but Alyssa gets it down to the bottom left-hand post where Desiree puts up a shot off the glass. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by Karis Allsworth. And she'll take the ball all the way up into the left side of the post, but pulls back and gets it to the ball to Marissa Olsen, who will pull up her dribble and let the play go into action. Here's Allie Smith trying to drive into the lane. Bounce pack back out for 3 points. Oh! Drains it.
That is a good first point to start out with.
Yeah, great job by Marissa Olsen scoring. That was a great play offensively. Yeah. They moved in, fed it out to the three-point line, and wide open shot. And the Eagles are going to watch out for that. And they're going to start coming up here with something on the offense as well.
Eagles are going to pass it around now, try to work it in.
Yep. Here's Dontessa with the ball. She's looking for the play. She drives the baseline, bounces out to Desiree. Desiree takes the ball in confidently, puts it up off the glass, doesn't go in, rebound. Oh! And here comes Alyssa Olsen with the ball, moving quick.
Tried to pass it, but just was in too much motion, leading to a jump ball.
Good effort by the Lynx here. That possession is going to go to Sam Point and throw in on the sideline deep down in Lynx territory. Ball goes into the hands of Chloe Gardner, and Chloe will dribble it up to the top of the key. She's met by a 2-3 zone. And passed over to the right-hand side, fed down to Madison. Good.
Ooh, she is on fire tonight, making all her shots.
Yeah, nice little feed down to the bottom post off the glass for two.
Traveling on number 14, Karis Allsworth.
Yep, Karis trying to get it in, but Alyssa Ludwig just... Yeah. Even the looking at Alyssa scared her this time. It forced her to travel. Alyssa's defense is so good tonight. Pass around to Chloe Gardner. She takes it to the right-hand side of the perimeter, who will get to Dontessa. Back to Chloe. Now Chloe dribbling over to Dontessa. Now to the free throw line. Desiree moves up, takes a shot from just four to the free throw line.
Dontessa saves it off the foot of the Leafs, it looks like.
Yeah, good save by Dontessa. Yeah. She is able to get it, just bounces off the foot of the Lynx, and it goes out of bounds underneath the Sandpoint's basket. High throw into the top of the free throw line. Now down to the bottom post. Desiree runs into some trouble.
Ball.
Oh, and a jump ball. And, you know, Desiree Mobeck doing a good job putting the shots up, but having a hard time getting baskets out of it.
Yeah.
6-3 right now. Sandpoint's in the lead. And here's almost intercepted pass by Chloe Gardner, but Karis gets a shot off for Port Allsworth. Rebound to Madison.
Send it down to Chloe. Ooh, couldn't feed Dontessa fast enough.
Yeah, Dontessa gets the ball, though, and she puts a shot off the back iron. Rebound is fought for, and it's going to go out of bounds. Yep,
off of Link's foot.
No, off the foot of Dontessa, actually. And it'll be passed into Karis.
Yeah, he pointed to ref corner.
A long pass to Allie Smith, doesn't quite make it, and goes out of bounds on the sideline.
Yep.
That'll be a throw-in for the Eagles, with 3:12 to go here in the first quarter. 6-3 in favor of Sandpoint. Sandpoint definitely dominating possession of the ball, but having a hard time getting things started up here offensively. But a nice pass to a wide-open Madison. She drops into the power dribble, and it doesn't go down. That dribble gave enough time for the defense to come at her. Oh, and a tipped up by Marissa Olsen. Almost gets it. But a hard pass. Hard pass to the bottom post from Madison goes out of bounds off the baseline.
New lineup for
Sandpoint. Yep, a line change coming in here. All new players. We got Justina, Johnny, Madison, Peyton, and
contact
Nicole.
Justina.
Yeah. She's excited to get into the game, as always. A great player, Justina. And here's going to be a throw-in for the Port Allsworth Lynx at the sideline.
Yep.
Deep in Sandpoint's territory, so they'll take the ball up past the half-court line. Karis Allsworth will be met by Justina. Now wide open, Alyssa from the paint.
Ooh, wide open, the free throw line. Just couldn't make it fall.
Yeah, that was a good look by Alyssa Olsen at the free throw line. She puts up a jumper, and it doesn't quite go down. Out of bounds on the baseline, possession for Sandpoint. Ball is in the hands of Johnny Pilcher, and she finds it now to Justina, who's quickly met by a very excited Marissa Olsen. But the ball in the hands of Johnny. She bounces over to Justina. Now to the bottom post. Intercepted by Karis Allsworth. And here's Karis. She's got a wide-open breakaway, but Johnny Pilcher catches up. Karis' shot goes high off the glass. Rebounded by Peyton Stroud, who quickly gets it to Johnny, and she'll run the ball. Oh, and loses control and out of bounds off the sideline.
Yeah, Karis had a good shot, but trying to power up above the defense and put a little bit too much power.
Yeah, she had three defenders around her. It was pretty impressive she was able to get the shot up at all, to be honest, that much defense. She found a good open lane. Karis almost loses the ball, but she gets it to Marissa Olsen, who puts up a long shot for three. Rebound to the Eagles, but stripped away by the Lynx.
Man, this is a good game. Blocks by
Justina.
Oh, that was Justina.
Or Peyton, yeah, it looked like it could have been Peyton or Justina. Yeah. Possession for Sandpoint. Let's see if this contact foul there.
On Marissa Olsen.
Yep, foul on Marissa Olsen for the Lynx. She was reaching into Dontessa and caused a little bit of contact. Throwing on the sideline, that's, I believe, the first foul there for the Lynx.
Peyton Stroud will throw in to Justina, who gets to Nicole Gunderson, who's wide open on the baseline outside the perimeter. She chooses to pass. Now Justina throws up a shot. Could have been a pass to Mariana, who puts up one, but that doesn't go in. Rebound by Johnny Pilcher. Pilcher with the ball. Bounce around, gets it to Justina. Justina will dribble up. She's met by Alyssa Olson. Bounce down to the post.
Ooh,
oh, stripped away.
Stolen by Harris. Oh,
but a bad pass.
Yes.
Yeah, bad pass will be intercepted by Sam Point, but a whistle on the play there is going to get a turnover in favor of the Lynx.
I don't know what that call was.
I'm not sure either. I think a carry.
Oh.
But, man, defensively, the Lynx are really shutting down Sam Point.
They're definitely making them work for those baskets.
Yeah, the score is 6-3 right now with 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's Allie Smith. She hands the ball off to Marissa Olson. Olson looking for some help. She finds it in Alyssa Olson. Tipped away by Justina, but Alyssa is able to regain control. Dribbles the ball around. Finds Marissa again, who will get to Karras. Pass down towards the baseline. Oh, a high pass goes off the fingertips of number 4, Kaylee Harriet. And out of bounds on the sideline, throw in for the Eagles.
In comes Rhiann Mobeck for Johnny Pilcher.
Substitution for Sam Point. Yep, Brianne back in. And a quick second as she takes off a little bit of a wrist garnishment, if you will. And here's the throw in for Sam Point. Moving the ball up, Justina's got it. She takes over to the right hand side, tightly guarded by Alyssa Olson. Mm. Pass to Brianne, almost intercepted. And there is an intercepted pass intended for Mariana, picked up by Alyssa Olson. She's able to maintain control of the ball, gets it over to Marissa, being tightly guarded by Justina Parami. A shot from long, almost goes in for a Port Allsworth. 43 seconds to go here. Yeah, rebound by Sam Point.
Ooh, slipped out of Justina's hands into the hands of number 10, Alyssa Olson.
And as Alyssa drives to the basket, she has two defenders come in here and strip the ball away. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. Last touch by Sam Point. So a throw in underneath their own basket for Port Allsworth. Wide open, Karras Allsworth with a shot.
Just missed.
But they get the ball back. Allie Smith puts up one. High off the backboard. Rebound goes to the tall Nicole Gunnarsson.
Ooh, there's a faint shot. Patrick. Ooh, stops it.
Oh, and a pass around almost gets lost, but Nicole gets it at the bottom post. Looks for a feed over to Mariana Larson. High off the glass. Good for two.
That was a nice shot. They worked it around and got it inside the paint.
Good look by Mariana. 6 seconds on the clock.
Traveling on number 14, Karras Allsworth.
This full court pressure definitely is providing a bit of heartburn for Port Allsworth today, but they've been doing a great job defensively, keeping the Sandpoint Eagles at low score. Oh, Nicole's got 4 seconds. She passes Justina, who puts up a last-second buzzer shot. Doesn't go down. Bounces out and into the hands of Brianne Mobeck, but just a few seconds too late, not enough time to do anything with it. And there we have it, the first half. Or first quarter, I should say. Sorry.
First quarter, yeah.
Yeah, first quarter. The score is 8-3 in favor of Sandpoint. And, man, I'm really impressed at Port Allsworth defensively.
Yeah, they're definitely making this a hard game to win.
Yep, and we'll see what happens here as we go into the second quarter. I know that Coach Amel looks very serious on the bench as he's talking to his ladies. See how what they adjust to go in here, and offensively is really where the most work needs to be done for Sandpoint.
Yeah, it looks like they're subbing in their starting five again.
Madison Thompson had a few great points down the bottom post.
She's definitely getting those easy layup shots.
Yeah, they're working it down to her really well. I want to take a quick second and say thank you to our sponsors. The Copper Whale Inn in downtown Anchorage. Also, Penn Air, Grant Aviation, the Red Hunter, as well as Clark Lake Air. I want to say thank you to Telalaska, the Schumann Corporation, King Cove Corporation, and WazTac Electronics. Thank you to all of our sponsors.
Here we got a throw in. Alyssa Lovick throws it to Zenteza. Ooh, it's tipped away by number 5, Marissa Olson, but is regained by. It's a shot by Madison, number 4.
Here we go. Throw in. There's a point for Sam Point.
Ooh,
oh,
pitched by Chloe Gardner.
But here comes Kaylee. She's able to move fast with the ball.
Ooh, blocked by Madison.
Good block by Madison. And there's a pass. Oh, jump ball. Allie Smith and Alyssa Ludwig both fighting for that one. Yeah. And that's possession for the Lynx. A throw in at the baseline.
under their own basket. Minks are going to... Ooh, there goes a three by Marissa Olsen. Ooh, just missed.
Just off the back iron as Dantesa breaks away with the ball.
Ooh, contact foul on number five.
Yep, pushing.
Marissa Olsen.
Yeah, pushing on Marissa Olsen, and that'll be a throw-in from the sideline for Sandpoint. And here comes the ball. Goes into the hands of Chloe Gardner. She calls up the play, gets it over to Dantesa on the right-hand side of the three-point line. Now back to Chloe. Drives into the baseline.
Ooh, almost loses it.
Yep.
Gains possession.
And there is a bad pass to Madsen. Gets stripped away by number 14, Karis Allsworth, who moves real fast. And that's a travel.
She just could not stop, and her feet slid across the floor.
Yeah, exactly. She kind of just gave a little bit of a stutter step as she was trying to come to a full and complete stop.
Mm-hmm.
Hard when you're moving that fast.
Yeah.
And here's Alyssa again, some real good defense from Marissa Olsen, but she's able to get past, puts up a jumper from the free throw line that does not go down. Rebound to Chloe Gardner. High! Oh! All around, down. Practically went to the bottom of the net and came back up again.
It was spinning so fast, it spinned right out. Leading in, Madsen leads the jump ball for Sandpoint.
All right.
Pass to Desiree Mobeck. Oh, there's a shot.
And good for Desiree. She's been trying really hard and just hasn't quite been able to get any points yet, I don't think. But there you go. 12 now for Sandpoint, 13 for Port Allsworth. And there's a carry right there. Yep. A little high in that dribble. And it will be a turnover for Sandpoint. Here's a throw in to Dantesa, who quickly gets it to Chloe Gardner. And Chloe will dribble the ball up over to... A feed down to the bottom side of the post. Oh, and a travel there called against Desiree as she was pivoting and began to dribble the ball out towards the perimeter and just took one step too many. So here's a Lynx.
Pass full court pressure.
Yeah, full court man-to-man being played by Sandpoint. Oh, forces a knocked ball to get away, but Alyssa Olsen regains control. She's able to get past the half-court line and waits up to let her team get into position. She throws it, tipped away by Chloe Gardner. Her pass gets tipped away by Chloe, and out of bounds. Last touch by the Lynx, yeah. So a throw-in for Desiree and the Eagles. Chloe gets it. And that's the possession now on Alyssa Ludwig going to Dantesa. Dantesa feeds it down to Madsen Thompson on the right-hand side. Put back by Alyssa Ludwig is good for two. Great job by Sandpoint here, and here comes that full court pressure. Full court press, they're able to break past it, Port Allsworth, but a high pass to Allie Smith almost gets intercepted by Madsen, but Allie keeps control. But there's a steal by Dantesa, who breaks away fast. She's got Alyssa right behind her travel. That jump step had a little bit of a jump hop to it.
Yeah, she just couldn't stop when she hit the ground.
Yep, so here we go, and we have a timeout being called here with 5:42 left to go here in the first half. The score is 14 for Sandpoint and 3 for Port Allsworth. Good effort by both these teams. Sandpoint being able to convert a little bit more now offensively. We've seen them feed the ball down, get Desiree. Desiree was able to get some points on the board. And but still the defensive pressure from Port Allsworth is really making it hard for Sandpoint.
Oh, yeah, this is a low-scoring game for both teams. Full court pressure by Sandpoint and just good defense by Port Allsworth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the full court pressure really is saving Sandpoint at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Because
absolutely.
Forcing a lot of turnovers, giving them more opportunities with the ball than they would normally have. But, if Port Allsworth is able to get to the other side of the court, it'd be interesting to see what they could do. There's the buzzer to end this timeout. Both teams will come in. Hope to see Sandpoint kick things up in the gear. We've seen some really good basketball from these girls, but, man, they've played a lot of games so far. You know that their body has to be feeling a little bit sore at this stage.
Yep, Lynx bring it down under Sandpoint's ball. Ooh, Desiree deflects it. Pass to...
Oh. There's Karis with the steal, but she can't control it. Desiree gets it and puts it up. Good for two. There is a throw-in now to Karis. Stolen by Desiree once again. Now to Alyssa. Fed over to Dantesa, who's in the paint. She puts it out to Chloe Gardner. Her shot
just misses.
Just misses, off the front of the rim. But Madsen gets the rebound. She has a wide-open Dantesa, who takes a shot just inside the perimeter. That doesn't go down either, but another offensive rebound for Sandpoint. And there it is.
There she is.
Desiree is able to finish that one. Good shot from just in front of the basket, about 7 feet out.
Dantesa and Alyssa double teaming.
Yep, but they're able to get past it. Oh, and there's a missed pass to Allie Smith. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lynx, I believe.
Yep.
Allie Smith, the intended recipient there, just couldn't quite get to the ball in time. So a throw in for Sandpoint now. Just under 5 to go in the first half. Chloe Gardner will take it. She's playing point guard. Feeds it over to Dantessa, who takes it to the baseline. Now to the top of the free throw line, Madison Thompson. Bounce down over to Desiree. She drives the baseline, puts it up.
Ooh,
oh.
Just a little bit too much power in that shot.
Yep. Rebound goes to Karis Allsworth, and Karis will run with the ball and get it over to Kaylee Harriet.
Sandpoint's going to fall back to a 3-2 zone.
Yep. Here's a 3-2. Doing a good job. And Alyssa Lolson with the ball. Feeds it down over now to Karis Allsworth. Karis is met by Alyssa. Cross-court
pass.
Nice pass, though, picked up by Kaylee Harriet, who takes a long shot for three.
Ooh.
Oh, almost goes in off the back iron. Rebound by Chloe Gardner. Big pass by Desiree. Gets tipped away by Kaylee, and that was just way too slow of a pass. Kaylee was able to tip it up, and it goes out of bounds at the baseline. Here comes that full line change again for Sandpoint.
Yep. He's definitely not letting his players get completely tired of work.
Yeah, which is really important right now with so many games to play. One more game tomorrow for these ladies. Throw in goes to Johnny. She'll take a shot from the baseline.
Ooh, a little off.
Just a little off. You know, it was a good line, but just a little bit too far.
Ooh, contact foul on number 5, Nicole Gunderson.
Yep, as Nicole was getting the ball, there's a little bit of a contact foul. So
full court pressure by Sandpoint.
Yeah, oh, and Peyton Stroud does a great job defensively of forcing that turnover there.
Yeah.
She put good pressure on Marissa Olson, and that forced the ball to go out on the sideline, throw in for Sandpoint. Justina has the ball. She passes over to Johnny Pilcher. Johnny will bounce in to Justina. Now fed to Marissa Olson, wide open. Oh, doesn't go down, rebound by Johnny. Mariana Larson. Now Justina for three. That's a short shot. Saved by Johnny.
That was
Doring.
A nice save.
Great, but it goes to the Lynx, and here's Alyssa Olson moving fast with the ball.
Justina tried picking her off, but was unsuccessful.
Yep, so Alyssa will pass now to Marissa, and Marissa pulls up her dribble. She needs some help. Finds Karis Allsworth at the free throw line, but she's got a trap set on her.
Peyton Stroud pulling out the dribble. But...
And a long shot for two is good for Port Allsworth. That makes it 5 now for Port Allsworth, 18 for Sandpoint.
Ah.
Here's Peyton Stroud with the ball, bouncing over to Justina Parami. Justina pulls up her dribble, looks for some help, and that's picked up by Kaylee Harriet. She's got defenders all around her, puts up a high banking shot off the glass, rebounded by Karis Allsworth. Karis passes to Marissa, long shot for three. Oh, almost goes
Mariana
in.
Mariana Larson rebounds it.
Peyton's
running down the court.
Turns and burns. Almost loses it, but regains control, looking for help. She gets Justina Parami. And there we go. Wide open, Johnny Pilcher. Bound to the bottom right-hand post. Nicole Gunnarsson's shot goes high off the glass. Rebound by Karis. And a reach in there by Peyton Stroud.
Yeah, she just got in front, stuck her arm out. Couldn't.
Karis Allsworth was moving really quick there, too, and that's a good transition game being played by the Port Allsworth Lynx.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely putting the hustle in to get the baskets.
Yeah, very impressed here. 2:36 to go in the first half. Oh, lost ball by Karis Allsworth. It's picked up by Johnny Pilcher. Travel going to be called there. Yep.
She had the ball in her hands as she rolled around and ended up in a travel.
Good effort by Johnny, but there wasn't a lot you could do there. She was sliding pretty quick.
Yeah, she slid and had the ball in her hands while she did it.
So there's a throw-in for Port Allsworth from the sideline. Marissa Olson will take it. She passes over to Allie Smith, who loses it but picks it back up. She'll now dribble over towards the perimeter, bump into Peyton Stroud, and a pass gets intercepted and over and back again as the ball goes to the other side of the half court and picked up by Port Allsworth, and that'll be a turnover in favor of Sandpoint.
Yep, just two... Good of defensive pressure by Sandpoint, leading into a bad pass that went over half court before someone could grab it.
Great feed to Nicole Gunnarsson on the right side of the post. She puts it over to Mariana Larson, who puts up a shot. It comes up short. Oh, but there's Justina.
Shot was in and out.
Yeah, in and out. Good shot by Justina. Back around to the outside perimeter. Sandpoint gets it to Johnny Pilcher, who takes a shot back off the back iron. But another rebound by Sandpoint.
Yeah.
This time, Justina turns it into 2 points.
Yep.
They had about four opportunities there and were able to convert it. With 90 seconds to go in the first half, the score 20-5 in favor of Sandpoint.
Ooh, tough full-court pressure by Sandpoint.
But good job by Port Allsworth breaking pass. There's a high shot by Kaylee Harriet. Goes off the glass. Rebound by Sandpoint. And here's Justina. Feeds it down to Johnny, who is great cutting to the basket, and it'll go off the fingers of Port Allsworth and out of bounds on the baseline. Throw-in for Sandpoint.
Yep. Just the defenders got in the way and couldn't get the ball in.
Ooh. Pass almost gets intercepted by Karras, but it goes to Mariana Larson. She puts up a shot, almost goes in.
Yeah, just rolled right on the back.
Oh, good steal by Justina. She just strips the ball right out of Allie Smith, who didn't see her coming, and I think it's going to be contact
foul number 33, Allie Smith.
Yep. Good job by Justina being present in that moment, seeing the opportunity to strip the ball out. Allie Smith just didn't see her coming up behind her. And a quick 30-second timeout being called now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are 1 minute and 14 seconds away from ending the first half. The score is 20-5 in favor of Sandpoint. But, man, defensively, both these teams keeping a real low-score game.
Three for three fouls for each team.
Yep, low fouls and so far in the first quarter. And, you know, no team has been able to shift momentum in their favor. Peyton Stroud comes bounding out of that timeout. She's ready for action.
Yep.
She goes and meets the ball at the baseline. She'll throw in for Sandpoint, who's underneath their own basket now. Again, 1:14 is on the clock. Here's Peyton. She gets the ball. Looking for someone. She finds Johnny Pilcher just on the baseline. Outside to Justina for a long three. Good line, just a little too long.
Number 14, Karras Allsworth, had the ball in her hands but dropped it and went over the line, leading to Eagles possession.
Yep, Sandpoint with the ball now. Peyton throws it in. It's stolen, though, almost stolen by Karras Allsworth. Now back to Peyton. Now down outside the perimeter where Justina will have it. She sends it down low to the bottom post. Mariana Larson picks up it.
Almost a travel there by Mariana Larson, bouncing just a little bit too much, picking her feet up off the ground.
And a good shot by Johnny Pilcher goes off the front of the rim. Rebound goes off the hands of the Lynx, and that'll be a throw-in again on the baseline for Sandpoint. 53 seconds to go in the first half. Peyton looking for someone. She's running out of time. Gets over to Justina. Pump fakes and pulls it back out.
Justina goes out to three-point line, looking like she's going to run the timer a little bit.
Smart move. Oh, long shot for Peyton.
Ooh.
High off the glass. And...
oh, contact foul, number 5, it looks like. Nicole Gunderson. Ooh, 25.
Yeah, Johnny Pilcher, she is 24, I think, actually.
24, yeah.
Yeah, she was ripping the ball away from Karras. Just a little bit too much pressure.
Yeah, a little bit too much elbows leading to the foul.
So here's that full court man-to-man causing some hard times for Port Allsworth. But they're able to get to the half court line, and it's stripped away.
Johnny Pilcher just stripped it. Ooh, pass it to Tina, but...
that one's stolen by the Lynx. Yeah, that was a bad pass off of a steal. Justina had some defenders right in front of her. And I think that's been one of the biggest problems for Sandpoint so far this half is just the passing.
Yeah, they're just getting a little bit too excited and just making some bad passes to the defenders.
Yeah, you know, there comes a point when you're playing ball that you have to become comfortable with having the basketball in your hand. You're not trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, some people just can't hold on to the ball and dribble. Some people have to pass it.
Yeah, so here's Marissa Olsen, and she's being tightly guarded by Brianna.
Off the knee of Karras Allsworth, but rebounded.
Yep, picked up. Here's the last shot by Kaylee Harriet. It's rebounded by Karras Allsworth, but Mariana Larson strips it away. 3 seconds to go. Last second shot by Karras Allsworth is good at the buzzer for 2 points, making the score as we go into the first half, 20 for Sandpoint, 7 for Port Allsworth. Again, thank you to our sponsors, Lake Clark Air, the Copper Whale Inn, Schuming Corporation, King Cove Corporation, Tel-Alaska Communications, Wattech Electronics, Peninsula Airways, and Grant Air, as well as the happy guy over on fishing vessel Red Hunter. Thank you so much for your support of these broadcasts. And we are going to come in here in 10 minutes, big way, for the second half of this competition. And don't forget, immediately following this game, the boys from King Sandpoint will play against the boys from Port Allsworth.
Yep. See you guys later. I have to eat my ice cream.
All right.
You're live.
All right. Just the way I like it. Patrick Scott here, cleaning off his microphone, as you can probably hear it out there in Radio Land. And here we go, underway now with our third quarter between Port Aldsworth and Sandpoint. This has been a very tight game. Defensively, both teams doing very well. Port Aldsworth keeping Sandpoint very low in scoring. And we'll see what we got going here. Dontessa, Alyssa, Madison, Desiree, and Chloe are both on the floor for the Eagles, and the same five that are always going to be on the court for this game are on there for Port Aldsworth. Dontessa has a nice shot. She puts it up.
Nice drop, pass, get the ball back and put it in, and there we are at the start of the second half. It's 22-7, but the we had a little traveling by Desiree. They had that they intercepted the impound pass by the Lynx, and so it's coming back the other way. Looks like number 10, Alyssa Olson, is going to throw it in.
Karis, it's still
Karis
right there.
Picks up the ball, but Chloe steals the ball right back, and Madison has the ball. She drives the paint, dishes off to Chloe, up off the glass, doesn't get there, but Karis is right there, and she picks up, and she's working up the line against Dontessa.
Good effort there by Chloe. It was a great pass by Madison. And here comes Port Aldsworth. See what they can do offensively. They're being met by the 3-2 zone that Sandpoint's been using so far tonight. It's been very effective in keeping them from being able to work too deeply inside and putting pressure on the perimeter where it's needed the most. Here's Marissa Olsen. Oh, fed down low, intercepted, picked up by Madison, quickly given to Chloe Gardner, who takes the ball, drives wide open. Oh, misses the layup, gets her own rebound, though, takes it out to the perimeter, and passes to Madison, all the way now to Dontessa, who bounces back in, but that's intercepted by the Port Aldsworth Lynx.
Yep, but we're going to have a jump ball there. Couldn't help but be intercepted. Bounce pass went across the arms of four different Lynx defenders, so someone was going to get a hand on it, but an Eagle wisely got their hand back on the ball. Throw in by Alyssa right to Madison at the post. She puts it up for two more, and we're at 24-7 with 6:45 left to go. Here comes Kaylee. She's got the ball. She drives up the left side. She loses the handle but gets her ball back but doesn't get control enough to dribble, so she was traveling with that ball. And here come the Eagles back the other way. Great shout-out to Sir Edmund. What a fine job he's doing. Gave me a chance to sit in the stands with my wife, and we enjoyed that. We were down by the Tenalian bench, but we had to travel by Madison, who had the ball. She forgot to dribble. Joe's coaching along the way as he's reffing, but had fun sitting down by the Tenalian Lynx side there. And watching the team and watching the coach and watching the boys watch the girls, and just great hustle and great camaraderie. Reminds me of the Sandpoint Eagles just about 3 years ago when they were getting their basketball game restarted again here. So great effort on the Eagles' end, but no results, and quickly picked up by number 10, Alyssa.
Yep, here's Alyssa Lubbock with the ball. Oh, her pass is intercepted by Chloe, who's breaking fast down the sideline. She's going to slow down, though, and give it over to Alyssa Lubbock right inside the paint. Nice two-point shot. Swish, nothing but net. And a throw in now for Port Aldsworth, that full court man-to-man. The score is 26-7 in favor of Sandpoint, and turnover is forced off the hands of, I believe, the Lynx. Yep, that'll be a throwaway pass, and Alyssa Lovick will throw it in for the Eagles deep in their own territory. Desiree Mobeck drives the baseline. Nice look at the basket. Up, off the glass, rolls all around the rim, doesn't quite make it in. Rebound by Karis Aldsworth, but her pass gets picked up by Alyssa Lovick, who quickly finds Dontessa. Pass down to the bottom post. Desiree puts up a shot. Counts the basket. Good for two, and she'll go to the line for a chance for three.
Yep, she got art stretched arms there.
That was pretty much the way you do it in practice.
Yep, just keep moving that ball around, and then somebody steps in and stops. So it's going to be nice to see Desiree's finding a little more conclusion with her shots tonight, I noticed. Really frustrated a couple of games ago, but she has the ball. She sets. She puts it up off the iron. We had a little lane violation.
Yep, Karis Aldsworth getting a little bit of a head start there. So we'll have one more shot for Desiree. Her first attempt did not go in. We'll see what she does here with her second. Her little hesitation there is really hard for the players. Oh, but that shot doesn't go down. Picked up by Madison Thompson. Hands off to Chloe. Oh, and Chloe just can't keep her fingers on it. It rolls off and goes out of bounds on the baseline.
Yeah, Chloe was moving too deep under the basket. Needed to bait back about a half a step. But nice inbound pass there. Karis has it, but stolen by Chloe on a pass. Madison has it. Tips back to Dontessa. Up off the high glass and down for two.
Even 30 now for Sandpoint. 7 for Port Aldsworth, and a timeout being called on the floor. I believe that's probably Port Aldsworth calling that timeout.
Yeah, I think that's Coach Wells has got that timeout called, and she wisely had the girls outside in the cool, misty air of the Sandpoint, Unga Island here for halftime, getting the girls cooled off, having good conversations with the ladies, and have to say, when I walked by, I was able to encourage them, and they all said thanks. And they're just a polite bunch of girls. So nice to have the Tenalian team down here, and just fun watching these kids all playing good ball today. And
yep.
You can tell the wearing of a nonstop basketball, and whether you're playing or watching, you're away from home and traveling, and it's warm, and you're working hard, and two, three games a day, and you can start to see that the kids aren't playing as fast breakaway as they were on the first day.
Yeah, definitely, especially in that last game between King Cove and New Streethawk. That was, two games ago, it was the King Cove boys, and they're usually a very fast team, but even they were playing a little bit slower than normal. And so we'll see as we come into the final stretch of games here how the championships play out. And we are just getting into the meat and potatoes of this season. We have the road trip coming up ahead of us. A few tournaments will be played there, including the Crawley Classic, one in Inilchik, and the King Cove boys will be going up to Point Hope for a great tournament there. So it'll be an exciting conclusion to this basketball season. And here we go now. Karis Allsworth with the ball. She passes over down. Oh, it's intercepted by Desiree Mobeck, and we're going to have a jump ball called there as Desiree fights for it with Alyssa Olson. Good effort by both those two girls. Possession will go in favor of Port Allsworth. They'll throw it in on the sideline. And a buzzer as Chloe Gardner subs in. She's going to replace Dontessa. Dontessa getting clapped off as she has done a great job leading this team. Throw in goes to Kaylee Harriet. Harriet with the ball. She, tipped up. Picked up by Chloe Gardner. Pass to Justina. It gets intercepted, though, by number 5, Marissa Olson. She doesn't have any help, though. Oh, but there she finds an Alyssa, who has a good look at the basket. And as she puts up a shot, it's going to get fouled, I believe, on Chloe Gardner there. As she was trying to slap the ball out, it got a little bit of hand with that. So Alyssa will likely go to the line for a chance for two.
Yeah, way too much contact.
Yes, sir. There we are. Alyssa Ludwig goes to the line. Alyssa Olson.
Yes.
Goes to the line for her opportunity.
Right first name.
I'm surprised I've only made that mistake once so far. And that first shot's good.
Nice drill in there. Good set, good practice, and get it on up there and putting it in for one. Here she comes. We're 30-8. We're at 4:51 to left in the third period. Here comes Alyssa Olson. She puts it up off the glass and in.
It counts.
Perfect. Nice job. Great spin on that. That makes that ball so directional, and it works very well. Here comes Chloe Gardner. She's got the ball. She's working down in the forecourt. She's got it on the right shoulder. She's looking around. Long cross court to Justina. Justina fakes. She pushes around. Chloe comes around, picks up the ball at the corner. She takes a look, comes in, steps inside the three-point arc. She puts up the ball. Madison retrieves it. Peyton Stroud has the ball, kicks it back. Desiree's down there. She bumps it back out. Going for Peyton. Peyton stepped away, but here comes number 5, Marissa Olson. Shoot, I got too many R's in there.
Yeah. Oh, long pass to Madison. It makes it to her, but two Port Allsworth players were able to come back and put some pressure. Pass goes back outside to the perimeter. We're just seeing it again with a low pass to the bottom.
Great hustle by Karis Allsworth to step in front of that inbound pass all the way down to the post, and she picks it up, has it all the way back down into her basket, but Chloe Gardner returns the favor. She pokes it away, steals it, stops, drives down between, gives it to her partner, Justina, puts it up, can't make it in, and here comes Karis working up the other side. She stopped. Oh, she traveled again. That's a really tough one. You get the ball and you stop dribbling and stop, and then all of a sudden you got to remember to get going again. So that was a turnover there on Karis Allsworth.
Yeah, good job by Chloe. We're starting to see her definitely improve as a ball handler. She was able to weave in a little bit there and catch the trailing Justina Parami. Here's a throw-in for Sandpoint. Goes to Peyton. She keeps her hands on it and looking for a little someone to pass to. Takes it down to the baseline where Desiree drives, puts up wide open shot. Good job by Madison blocking out the defense.
Yep. Great wingspan there by Madison to block out the defense and keep Karis from coming in and harassing on the line. Here comes Karis. She's got the ball. Justina's working on her. Nice little screen set up there by number 5, Marissa Olson. Ball's round, loose on the floor, recovered, controlled by the Lynx, puts it up. Nice job by Alyssa Olson to put it up from the free throw line, and that's two more points. It's 34-9.
Yep, and we're going to see a correction on that score here in a little bit. But Peyton Stroud's got the ball. She's got a lot of trouble trying to find someone to pass it to. She finds it, Justina Varami. Justina has the ball. Now she pulls up her dribble, and she needs help. She gets Chloe Gardner. Chloe, all the way to wide open Peyton. Peyton shoots the ball. It's got high off the glass. Doesn't go down. Chloe Gardner with the rebound. That one's high, too. Off the top of the rim. Rebounded by number 5, Marissa Olson. And we're going to have a jump ball called there. And the correct score is 32-11 in favor of Sandpoint.
Yeah, I kind of thought that, but I could only read what I could see up there anymore. But our girls down there, looks like Madison got a finger poke in the eyes. We got a quick timeout, a substitution. Nicole Gunderson's coming on the floor. Let Madison sit down, figure out if there's any damage or just got a little irritation in the eye. So her teammates are helping her out as she sits down, and here comes Karis Allsworth working up the floor. She's at the center of the court. She's looking for some help. Nice little pick there by number 33, Ollie Smith. Gives the ball to Karis. She puts it up off the rim. Nicole Gunderson grabs that rebound, and here comes Chloe driving up, taking charge of the team, drives right down between, stops, speeds out to Nicole, but Nicole ran past it. So got to teach Chloe to throw it to ahead where they're going and not behind where they were.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. That's where she was, not where she was going.
Quick turnover. Go ahead there, Austin.
Yeah, here's a almost stolen by Chloe Gardner. The pass was to Marissa Olsen. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lynx. Good defensive pressure being applied by Chloe. And Breanne Mobeck will sub in for Chloe now. And we will have a throw-in for Sandpoint Eagles from the sideline. Only 2:18 left to go here in the third quarter. The score is 32-11. Sandpoint in the lead. Pass now towards the baseline. Peyton Strout puts up a shot. It's got a good line. Oh, just off the front of the rim. Rebound goes to Desiree. Back to Peyton. High shot. That looks good. Oh, just short. Good effort by Peyton Strout, trying to get a couple points there on the board. And a good job by the Sandpoint girls giving her the opportunity to take those shots.
Yep, she had lots of push on that all the way there to the rim, but just was not falling in. Justina's got that short arm, a quick snap, and she pokes one away from Karis.
Good steal.
So good, hard steal from, and that's the second one. The last one she just knocked out of bounds. Oh!
Pass is high off the hands of Peyton Stroud.
High and wide there. It's tough to get those. Peyton was jumping up high to get a little more elevation, but here comes the Lynx back, and we're at 32-11. Here comes Kara. She's very wary of Justina's quick hands. So.
Oh, and it's going to be a blocking. Oh, charging. Yep. They're going to call that charging against Karis.
Yep. She kind of dipped that shoulder as she was going in. And don't blame her because she's definitely getting harassed by Justina because Justina's just got that great ball presence. And she's just she's kind of what I call the bumblebee out there. She's just in and out, and just always around you. And she's just doesn't take no for an answer. Here comes Justina. She bounces it to Peyton, but Peyton was moving, didn't get turned around, and it went behind, went out of bounds, and it's still going to be because it was last touched by the Lynx. And here comes Desiree's going to get a chance to sit down, and Mariana Larson's coming in.
Yep, throw
it. Peyton throws in. Yeah. She gets it to Justina. Justina drills around. She gets the top. She gets it way down to Nicole at the post. Up off the glass and in for two.
Wide open.
Nice job for Nicole Gunderson.
Good effort there by the Eagles. Wide open where she was supposed to be. And here comes Karis Allsworth moving quickly with the ball. She's met by Justina. A bounce pass to Marissa Olsen. And she will maintain down to Karis. Oh, intercepted by Peyton Stroud. Quickly the ball. Oh, but equally intercepted by Allie Smith, who will turn around for Port Allsworth. She's met by Breanne. Puts her hands up to get a little bit of space and bounces out to Karis. Karis will maintain control. Pulls up her dribble. Oh, and a pass to Marissa Olsen is going to go out of bounds off the sideline. Possession for Sandpoint Eagles.
I think maybe Marissa Olsen was bowling because she almost got Mayor Stanley Mack there as he was coming in for the looks like a fresh ice cream sundae. Don't forget, if you're coming down to the game, there are still seats in the house.
I saw him eyeing those ice cream sundaes earlier.
Yeah.
So I would not be too surprised.
I think it's Friday. He's getting warmed up for Sunday. Here we go. Mariana Larson gets the ball. She puts it up off the back rim. Can't get it. A big, high-flying move by Brianna, but it just still ends up controlled by Karis and given over to number 33, Allie Smith, and she gets it down. Big opportunity by number 10, Alyssa Olsen. She puts it up, doesn't find it. Johnny Pilcher has the ball. Brianna's now controlling it. She bring it up. It's a whole mass of people there, and it comes down. Oh, there's a there's a two-point takedown, a one-point takeaway, and Brianna's still having trouble getting up off the floor.
Oh, my
she
gosh.
She's tripping over people, and she's laughing.
That girl is so intense when she's on the floor sometimes. Like
she gets
like,
up, her hair's in her face,
it.
And she's got a thumbs up. I'm okay, Dad. Leave me in. There's no problem here. Nicole has it from the three-point.
Wide
the
open.
Left corner, wide open, but over the top. But Brianna was quick and hustled, and she falls down again, throwing that ball. I got to see what's wrong with her shoes. But sorry, it looks funny up here, but she's running. She's back in. Karis has the ball. She's on the right corner.
She's doing
Karis,
great.
But there goes Johnny, the long arms of Johnny Pilcher. She's up. She stops. She hesitates. She gives it to a trailing Brianna gets it over to Peyton. Peyton has the ball. She's trying to dribble out. She gets it down to Mariana. Back to Johnny Pilcher at the top 3-point. Gets
five
it to Brianna.
To
here we go. And Brianna sinks a nice 12-footer. There it is at the buzzer. 36-11.
Redemption for Brianna Mobeck there. She gets the last 2 points.
Oh, and she's happy coming off onto the sidelines. I'm out on the floor. And
see Joe laughing. Joe Calvert's laughing.
Yeah, Joe's having fun out there. He's enjoying it. Thanks, Hinko, for sharing them with us and letting us have a good chance. Hey, we want to give a real shout-out here to our corporate sponsors. We want to give a shout-out to Lake Clark Air, the Copper Whale Inn in Anchorage, the Shumigan Corporation, the King Corp Corporation, Telalaska, Wastech Electric, Penn Air, Grant Air, and that happy guy off the FV Red Hunter. All right, good luck to you gentlemen out there that are fishing. You know, I haven't got the complete authorization from the general manager at KSCP, but...
The answer's no.
I know. But we're going to put you on the spot anyway here. So I'm thinking maybe we should do a contest tomorrow during, or maybe even tonight during the boys' game here, and we'll just shout out a word, and we'll use the same word over and over, and whoever can verify the farthest way they heard, maybe we can send them a thank you letter.
They could even get a T-shirt or a sweatshirt if they want.
Oh, now, see, you put that one in there. I was just going for the thank you letter. Handwritten.
Yeah, no, we can handwritten. No, I would rather give a sweatshirt away than handwrite a letter.
Oh, yeah, especially if it's my handwriting. It's my sister from Jacksonville, Florida, would tell you. Now, she did text me back. She was listening early. She's probably gone to bed by now. But, of course,
Internet
Big Wave Dave is already asleep when he's listening to my talk. And I'm just stalling because here we go, the start of the fourth quarter. I have ratchet jawed and filled that in a la Kevin Calabro with the Seattle Supersonics. Here comes the Lynx.
Supersonics. Here's Karis Aldworth with a shot. That doesn't go in, but the rebound will go into the hands of number 4, Kaylee Harriet. Harriet passes to Marissa, almost intercepted by Johnny Pilcher, but instead it goes to Al.
Nice bounce pass by Alyssa Olsen and picked up by Charis. But is it Charis or Karis?
Karis.
I'll get it right here.
It's actually Greek.
Well, yeah, because she's so charismatic.
Yeah, well, Karis means faith, I believe.
Yes.
And here's a pass. Oh, it goes high off of Mariana Larson and out of bounds off the baseline. And that'll be possession for the Lynx of Port Aldsworth. Throw and goes to Karis or Charis. Aldworth, and she'll take the ball past the half-court line. Met by Johnny Pilcher. Bounce pass almost gets knocked away by Breanne Mobeck, but Karis with a great shot from the paint. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Mariana Larson. Pass gets intercepted by Marissa Olsen. It goes high off the glass. Rebound by Johnny Pilcher. She almost loses control, but great dribbling. Keeps it. A wide pass to Nicole Gunnarsson. No defenders around. She is able to get it. Here comes Johnny Pilcher feeding into the basket. Shot goes up. Rebound by Nicole Gunnarsson. Almost in. Doesn't quite make it. Her second shot will go up, and she'll get a chance from the line for two.
Yeah,
Johnny
that was
Pilcher.
Johnny Pilcher was doing a shoot. It was kind of bouncing. It was, you know that game you used to play in tennis where you bounce the ball to the wall and you pick it up and you feed it back and forth? That's what Johnny and Nicole were doing. They were keep bouncing that ball off the glass, and it ended up with Johnny Pilcher in the last touch, and she got fouled going to the shot. She puts up her first one. Nice high arc. Great spin. And a nice congratulation there by Alyssa Olsen. I always like seeing the teamwork. You know, these ladies come out here from all the schools, and they're just so encouraging to each other. Here comes Johnny's second shot. She squats. She puts it up. Nice spin off the front iron. But right there was 33, Allie Smith. She got the ball, kicked loose, and Karis Aldworth has the ball, brings it up to the top. Nice little screen set there. Liz Karis 3, she puts it over. Oh, off the rim there. Allie had a good shot at it. Can't quite get it controlled by the Eagles. Here comes
Peyton
at the post, way up over the top. Too much peanut butter on that one. And she's going, how did I throw it that high? And sometimes that happens. You get down there, you get fed the fast-breaking ball, and you got so much momentum and adrenaline going, you just shoot it to the moon.
It's kind of like that strength to lift the bus off of your child that's stuck underneath. You know, you have all that adrenaline that goes up. Here's a breaking in Karis who goes into the paint. She loses the ball. Johnny Pilcher picks it up. No travel as she gets the ball knocked out. Brianne with a beautiful drive layup. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Marissa. She's got a pass that will get intercepted by Johnny Pilcher. Johnny will get it over to Mariana Larson. And now to Brianne. Down to the bottom post. Stolen by Allie Smith. Port Aldridge with the ball. Her pass will get picked up by Nicole Gunnarsson. And she'll put a high off the glass shot. Doesn't go in. Rebound being fought for. Brianne knocks it out of bounds. Possession for Port Aldridge.
Yes, indeed. A lot of hustle down there by these ladies. They're playing aggressive ball. And here we go. Here comes Karis. She's got the ball. She's bringing it in.
And 6 minutes to go on the game here. Karis Has a great opportunity to break past Johnny Pilcher. Good set, screen set there. But the ball goes loose, picked up by Alyssa Olsen. Her pass is back to Kerr. She sets another good screen, wide open for three, doesn't take it, just short, and it's going to go out of bounds. And Mariana Larson knocks over Kaylee Harriet unintentionally as she was turning to go towards the ball, and that's out of bounds off of the Lynx throw-in for the Eagles.
Yeah, Kaylee had just set up for a good defensive position to get the rebound, and Mariana turned around and caught her with the back leg as she was turning, and just everybody tumbled to the ground. Peyton Stroud now has the ball. She's working to the top. She's coming in. She's trying to find
some
space.
Nice, working it in.
Good working on the win.
5 second violation. Oh. Oh, and there's a foul against Brianna. She was trying to set up a screen against Alyssa Olsen to allow Peyton to go. It was a bit too much contact. But, man, Peyton just puts her back into it, works it down.
Yeah, Peyton was
and
doing good with
away.
The egg. Great job with the ball handling, putting the body between her and the opponent. And
a
nice steal from Brianna. She's going to take it down. Let's see if she stops and puts it up. She does stop. She puts it up, doesn't make it. Pilcher picks it up, puts it up off balance. It's on the floor. Head over to Nicole. Brianna gets up laughing with Alyssa Olsen, and they're running back down the court. Nice to see the girls having fun, laughing on the floor, and still making a very aggressive game here.
Yep.
It is 37-11. We're at 5:12 left to go in the game. Karis has it.
Ooh.
She throws it over to Marissa. It bounces off Marissa's
Here's
feet.
Here's Peyton Stroud.
Peyton Stroud has the ball. She's putting it up. It goes up off the glass and puts it in. Nice job, Peyton, from that upper post.
And great job by Peyton. You can see the smile on her face from here. She's happy about that.
We got a timeout being called by Coach Wells. Abigail has said, I need a timeout here. Break this one down. Get the girls settled in here. Help them out here a bit. We're at 4:48 left to go. And I tell you, it's been fun and exciting. And we've got another game right after this one tonight.
Yep, that's right. The Sandpoint boys are going to go against the boys from Port Allsworth. And that will be a great matchup here. And right now, you know, the Lynx are doing a great job maintaining their pace of play, too, in this game. With only five players to choose from, they don't look tired.
No, they definitely, they now I have to remind folks, if they don't know, now I'm sure I know you've mentioned it, I've heard you on the radio before, Austin, that they don't have a gym. They're working on building a gym. But the Tenalian Lynx took ninth in state in volleyball with no gym. And they had one of the higher GPA for the whole team. So really proud of those kids. They work hard. They're not afraid to get out and work and hustle and find different sports. And this is the first year for the girls' basketball program. And last year was the first year for the boys. So it's a new program being developed. Got a hands off to the coaches for working on the kids and keeping them in shape and running up and down the court and just getting them ready to play ball.
Yeah, in a couple of years from now, it's going to be amazing to see what these girls are going to do.
I tell you, in a couple of years from now when we do that Trident tip-off, it'll be standing room only. I mean, you'll be buying tickets to fly down here and watch this game.
Yep, and here we go. There's the.
They might even have good announcers by then.
Yeah, Edmund's getting really good.
I'm watching my job.
I know. I'm the first one on the ball.
In a couple of years, though, he'll be playing.
Yeah. Nah.
That's our saving
Thanks
grace
the
with
Lord.
Sir Edmund.
All right, pass it goes into Karis Allsworth, and she dribbles up to the top of the key, pulls up and bounces over. It's going to be stolen by Peyton Stroud. Good steal by her. She finds Shelly Pilcher, drives into the lane, jump stop. Nice off the glass. Good
nice off the glass. No foul off the links, and that was a good non-foul because she definitely had position, and away we go. It's 41-11 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. Here comes Kara. She gets up. She drives. Picks up a nice little screen there from Marissa Olsen. Ball is down. It's stolen. Picked up on the rebound by Nicole. Fed ahead to Brianna. Brianna goes to Johnny. Johnny tries to get it over to Peyton, but she overshoots those arms of Peyton Stroud, and it's a turnover and coming back the other way.
Yep, 4:30 to go here in this matchup. The score is 41-11 in favor of Sandpoint. Low fouling game, 2-3 so far. Two fouls for Sandpoint, 3 for the Port Allsworth Lynx. And here's Karis Allsworth with the ball. She bounces over to Kaylee Harriet. Kaylee takes it over to the right-hand side of the perimeter and will dribble right back. Finds Marissa Olsen for a long shot for three. Doesn't go in, but she gets her own rebound. Her shot deflected by Nicole Gunderson. But, man, what great rebound pickup by 33 Allie Smith, who then puts it up off the glass. Good for two.
Nice up and down and keeping that ball alive and getting those hands up. You notice I haven't seen the effort by Peyton. She puts it up. Mariana controls the ball. She can't make it stick. Comes in. Oh. Brianna is sacrificing the wall for that putback, but the wall wins. Brianna goes down, and here come the Lynx the other way. But lots of hustle. Really proud of the Tenalian girls. They're keeping great presence on their defense. They've got their arms up. They're working hard.
Defense.
They're not standing around flat-footed or lackluster. So If you're listening, maybe you're in Anchorage.
Deal.
Maybe you're in Port Allsworth. Maybe you're up at News 2. Give us a shout. Nice effort by Peyton. She puts it up. It's on the floor. It doesn't quite make it. Brianna has the ball. She puts it up, but she's flat. Looks like that one was last touched by maybe Alyssa Smith, and it's going out of bounds. It's still going to be Eagles' ball underneath their own basket with 3:28 left to go. Peyton Stroud has the ball. She's looking for help. Rihanna can't quite get open. It comes down. It goes to Mariana Larson, but she can't control the ball. She taps it out of bounds, and here come the Lynx. Alyssa Olsen's going to throw it into Karis.
Yep, Karis Allsworth with the ball with 3:30 to go here on the clock. She takes it past the half-court line. A bounce over to Kaylee Harriet as she dribbles over to the right-hand side. She'll hand it off to Marissa Olsen. Marissa is tightly guarded by Johnny Pilcher, but she finds Alyssa, who pulls up her shot, pulls back, and gets it to Marissa. Long cross-court pass. Oh, and there's going to be a foul on Nicole Gunnarsson as she reaches in to try and knock the ball loose, and that'll be a contact foul. Nicole Gunnarsson.
Yeah, got to encourage Nicole. She had the right idea. She had the good timing. She just had her aim off. She went for the hand instead of tapping that ball away.
Yeah, and you know, you can't use your hand to push down on the person you're trying to steal the ball from either.
What?
A good shot by Karis Allsworth. Doesn't go down. Rebound is going to be off the rim and out of bounds on the sideline in favor of Sandpoint. And throw in will be from Peyton Stroud. Nope, Nicole Gunnarsson will run over here and will toss it into Johnny Pilcher. Again, we're at 3 minutes on the clock, with 43-13 being the score. Sandpoint in the lead. Pass down to the bottom perimeter. Johnny Pilcher wide open for three. Off the back iron. Rebound going to Breanne. Oh, tipped off bounds, and that's going to go in the direction of Sandpoint. Last touch by number 10, Alyssa Olsen. Peyton Stroud gets the ball from referee Joe Calver. Pass into Nicole Gunnarsson. Nicole takes her dribbles, pulls up, feeds it down to the bottom side. Mariana Larson, oh, it's intercepted, and a jump ball called as Marissa Olsen intercepts the pass, and Mariana goes back and said, hey, that's mine.
Nice job by Allie Smith. She got the first touch and deflected it, which really sent the ball offline, which caused all that turnover here. It's 43-13, 2:45 left to go here in the fourth period. Here comes Karis Allsworth. She's up, she stops, she backs up. She's looking for some help. She gets over to Allie. Allie's over at the right corner. She drives in on Brianna. She gets down the baseline. Can't get it. She kicks it back.
Shot.
Nice job by Marissa Olsen. Doesn't go in. Goes out of bounds. Off the rim. Way hard rebound there. Goes out of bounds. And Nicole Gunnarsson will throw it in for the Sandpoint Eagles. Here comes Johnny Pilcher. Passing quickly up to Brianna. Down to Peyton Stroud on the left elbow there. She's looking for some help. She's got that body backing into the links there. She was backing Alyssa Olsen up.
Foul. And Breanne got fouled there by Alyssa Olsen. She was going for a three-point shot, contact foul, and she'll go to the line for three shots.
Yep.
And with 2:20 to go here in the game.
And Ref Joe is making sure that everybody knows. He's still got his three fingers up, letting everybody know that it's a three-point opportunity.
Fingers are up for good luck for Breanne. And here's a shot. High. Oh, doesn't quite make it to the rim. Hits off the backboard and doesn't go to the rim. She'll get another opportunity here. Two shots left for Breanne. Getting some encouragement from the other players on Sandpoint. Bree with the ball. She takes her dribbles. Puts it up. Back iron. Oh, almost good. She'll get one more opportunity here. You can tell she wants one of these baskets really
bad. She really wants to get that free throw down. She's got the dribble. She's got intensity. She's just got to settle down and put it up. She eyes it. She gets bent. He puts up high off the glass, doesn't get it. Nicole's there. She gets it taken away, though.
Number 10, Alyssa.
Alyssa had it, but she stopped it. Stolen by Brianna right back. She drives down through the paint. She stops. She gives it to Johnny at the three-point line. Oh. Johnny puts it up off the iron. Everybody's hustling down. Mariana Larson's there, but it was recovered by Marissa Olsen, and here comes Karis. Karis has the ball. She brings it back up over the top. Karis has the ball. She's looking for some help. She's got that stop. She's got the pivot. She gives it off to Kaylee. Kaylee has the ball. She's driving over to the left. Met there by Peyton Stroud. Interrupts the flow.
Peyton
has got a good job. Nice cross-court pass, but not enough muscle on it. Brianna picks that one out of the air. We've got a whistle.
Double dribble.
Double dribble on Brianna because she was sinking too hard, and then she almost takes off Brandon's shoulder with that pass. And there's no doubt about it. Brianna's got a lot of power and intensity. She just got to get it harnessed and focused where she wants it to be. And she's got time. She's got time, and she'll get that focus going. But a throw in and a steal by Johnny Pilcher. She puts it ahead to Nicole Gunnarsson. She puts it up off the glass. Doesn't go. Gets her own rebound. Puts the second one up. Nice touch and a put back. 1:31 left to go. We are 45-13.
And that was just a great job. She dribbled in perfectly, got the line, missed the first attempt, but got her own board and put it back for two. And here comes Karis. Oh, it's almost stolen by Johnny Pilcher, but Karis maintains control. She gets a good screen by Marissa, passes off to Alyssa Smith. Allie with the ball. She bounces over to Kaylee. Kaylee takes it to the left-hand side, but good defense by Peyton Stroud. She says, "You're not going anywhere," and puts her arms up.
Nice poke away by Johnny Pilcher. She's been watching those guys, and you know Johnny Pilcher is really long-limbed, a lot like Carissa or Karis, I mean. And but this time she poked the ball away; it went out of bounds, but disrupted. Ball comes in, goes to Karis, goes up, doesn't come down. Nicole grabs the rebound. Here comes Johnny. She comes ahead. She finds Peyton Stroud. Peyton can't get the angle on it. It goes off her knee and out of bounds. Just a tough way to move. Get the ball back politely to referee Brandon.
Yep, and 1 minute to go here in the game, 45-13. And you know, the ball is in Port Allsworth's hands. It's going to go to number five. And there is a steal there. It goes out of bounds off of Peyton Stroud, I believe.
Yep. So it's going to the backcourt here of the Sandpoint Eagles, and the Lynx are going to throw it in. Looks like Alyssa Olson's going to find Karis again. Here comes Karis bringing
sort of
up the ball.
Phantom thumping going on up here that is just really tripping me out.
Yeah, somebody is beating the drum as we get down to the countdown here for the last 32 seconds. Here comes the Lynx. Look at a three-pointer. Steps, stops, shoots around. Takes a three-point off the iron. Doesn't quite get it. Bounces up. Nicole grabs it, then bounces out. And Johnny Pilcher, how does she put it? Fast forward
good
to Peyton.
Matt
Peyton slides in.
Peyton, I mean,
puts it up. Can't quite get it. Nicole's there for the putback. Up off the tall glass, and she gets the third put away. 13 seconds to go. We're at 47-13. Here we come down to the final 10. Karis has the ball. She's stepping up the pace.
Fast.
She's driving down. She goes in. She runs into Brianna. Brianna's going to get called, I think, for a reach-in contact.
And that's a bit of a hard one because it looks like Karis has kind of lost control of the ball as Bree was going for it. But, you know, she got in front of there. It's going to be a contact foul, a reach-in, slash block, slash contact.
Yeah.
All the above. And a throw-in with 4 seconds to go. Last shot goes up there by Karis. Doesn't go down. Johnny puts up the buzzer beater. It doesn't go in. And that is it, ladies and gentlemen. The final score of this game, 47-13 in favor of Sandpoint.